Danny, sometimes I think you just have to hold your hands up and say they were better than us, don't you?
Nope.
Is that the case tonight?
No, not at all. Yeah, of course they were. They were. You listen, you're dead right. You know, sometimes, you know, it's it doesn't make it any easier, but you've got to be truthful. You've got to be honest. They're the best team in the league by a stretch. I said before the game, they're a Premier team in waiting, and it proved that tonight. You know, they're the best team that that I've seen this year. By far, and some of the football they played was great to watch, I have to say. Not when you're on the receiving end, but in saying that, you know, the goals that they did score, we have to look at our defending, and quite honestly, you know, the three goals came straight down the heart of us. And I know that we've had two centre backs that's gone off injured, and it didn't make it any easier for us. But still, in that respect, you know, we still got to understand where the goals came from, and they weren't particularly good goals to concede from our perspective. But saying that, you know, the lion's share of the game came from them. We've got no qualms about the end result.
I assume you were grateful to be just one down at half time, weren't you?
Well, we were. Of course, we were. Yeah, they played some terrific stuff, you know, and. So that, from our perspective, that's exactly what we said at half time. You know, let's get in there, and you know, 1-0 down, there's still a chance. You know, he's still in the game, as you well know. But the, like I say, we started the second half quite positively, really. You know, we got the ball up to Chris O'Grady better, we got round the ball better, and hunted it down better. But then we concede. You know, we concede a soft goal from our defensive point of view, and that's the end of the game. You know, and but I have to say, you know, throughout the side, they've got quality throughout there. You know, and I don't think there's any weaknesses anywhere that they've got.
You were livid after the first goal. What exactly were you upset with? Because I could have pinpointed two or three things in that move that led to the goal. What was it that was really upsetting you?
Well, it just comes straight down the heart of us, you know. But I think it was a decision a little bit before that, you know, when we felt there was an offside. I believe that he was an offside, but he looked very much offside from my point of view. And as Martin Crane is going back, he pulled his hamstring, you know. And we thought that, you know, if the referee or so the linesman would have given him the offside, it wouldn't have accounted for that. He wouldn't have had to stretch himself like he did. But anyway, that's the way it goes, sadly. But I think the whole game itself, you know, is a good lesson from our perspective. We've got to learn some lessons from that, and try to, from our point of view, be as good as them. You know, will we? Maybe it's unlikely at the moment in time, but we've got to be able to aspire to a team like that, because they play very well.
What about the injuries? You lost Ramage, you lost Craney. I mean, losing Craney, for example, to start with him, how much did that upset the balance, in your view, to lose him after just 10 minutes?
Well, you saw it yourself, Paul, he did. You know, he's a quality player. I know he's one of these players who very rarely shines every game, because he's a beacon above, but he never has a bad game either. He's a real steady Eddie for you, you know, and I think that we did miss him. You know, we missed him a lot. And obviously with the pace of Vardy, that's up the top there as well, and the cleverness, you know, that he shows at times, we were found wanting in the second half. Listen, it's one of those things where there's not a great deal I can say, Paul, but they're a better team than us. They've got better players than us, and I have to be honest. But it shouldn't take away anything from the games that we've got coming up. You know, we put this one to bed as quick as possible. Try and assess who we've got in available to us on Saturday and go from there. But we're not going to cry too much over this one. You know, they're a very good side, and nobody really expected us to get anything out of the game. And I have to say, nor did anybody expect us to get anything on Saturday out of the game at Forest. But we stand here, you know, we've got 3 points out of the two games, and I don't think people would have given us, you know, much chance of getting that before the games.
How bad are the injuries to Ramage and Craney?
We don't really know. The hamstring injuries, you know, so they can be anything. We just don't know. We don't the size of the injury at the moment in time on both counts. We just have to assess them tomorrow.
Saturday would be perhaps a bit too soon, wouldn't it, where a hamstring's concerned? You don't have much turnaround time. You'd have to say they were doubtful now, extremely.
Yeah, they'd be doubtful, yeah. They will definitely be doubtful. I think Craney's more doubtful than Ramage at this stage, from what I believe. So we'll just take it from there, but you just don't know at the moment.
O'Brien didn't make it. Will he come through for the weekend?
No, he's not, unfortunately. He goes for an operation on Wednesday, next Wednesday, with a cartilage tear. Yes, it's one of those things. We dealt some rough cards at this morning time. But we'll get on with it, we'll move forward, and we'll be as positive as we can.
So you'll not see him again, will you?
It's unlikely between now and the end of the season, it's unlikely, yeah.
It's about dusting yourself down now, isn't it?
Mm.
Get on with it again.
Well, listen, it's not a situation that we haven't been accustomed to. You know, we've got to make sure that we rise above, you know, the sympathy vote, if you like, and go again. We've got a very good game on Saturday against Watford. And should we get something out of that game, it'll be a terrific return for us.
Do you do anything in the transfer market, or is that it?
We'll have to wait and see. I don't really know, Paul. I can't answer that at this stage.
I just wondered, with Shea going back, whether that freed some wages
not
up
really
somewhere
not.
Or a
no,
place
not.
In the squad.
Not particularly, no. It hasn't, no.